Learning Masech Nesiyum and Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, the Gemara is first finishing off the sugya. Then the Gemara asks the Kasha, what's the pshat that the par in the Sor Shem Kippurim Sha'avda b'fish acheris tachter, Rebuda says is Yamus. Why is it Yamus if Rebuda holds that Chayvus Shal Shana Zu Kravel Shana Acheris? Why can't we save the par and the Sor for next Yom Kippur? That was the Gemara's discussion. So the Gemara, one of the last terutz in the Gemara brought was, the problem is the sar is going to be a chatash ibrishanasa. It's going to be more than a year old, and merely you can't use it for next Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, well, that's the sar. What about the par? Was exactly par with the sar? Was it exactly Thomas? But oid chatash ibrishanasa l'raya azla. Chatash ibrishanasa is not from the chatash of Mesais. It's a chatash of Maria. That's what Rish Lakish says, Chadash Ibishnasa, Runis Kilabet, Menes Mesakoris, Veroya. That's what the Gemara says, the final Teretz, Mishum Takala, you can't leave it because for next Yom Kippur, because you might bring it earlier. So Rabbi Kivega and the Svasemis both ask the Kasha, what's the Gemara's Kasha, Chadash Ibishnasa, Leraya Ozla? Really, we're dealing with the Chadash Ibishnasa, Balel. That's what he brought in the beginning of the Sugya, when the Gemara first asked the Kasha in Samachayim and Aleph. So the Rishonim, the Taisushanim, the Ridvam, they brought down the Ridva. What's Pshan in the Gemara is Kasha? You should bring it for next year. It's a Chadash Kippur Balel. Chadash Kippur Balel is Exeris Akasa, that's Yamas according to Biudam, and a Chadash Sibur is Yroyim. It's a Chadash Kippur Balel. So the Rishonim answer. A Chadash Kippur Balel is only when you can't use it anymore. It's for a Chait Mesuyim, and you can't use it anymore. So Mele has it of Chadash Kippur Balel. Mashaykin here, if you could use it next year, so it's not a Chatash Kippur Balel, you could still use it. If you could still use it, it's not a Chatash Kippur Balel. That's what the Rishayim answer. So the Shaila is, but now that it can't be used next year, why not? Muyehei, because it's Ibrishanasa. But the Maisa can't be used next year. Can't save for next year. So even though a Chatash Ibrishanasa, that's a perfectly good Chatash, you never had a Kapara with it, the only reason why you can't use it because Ibrishanasa, so then the din is the raya ozla, not the kilu basic kvaris, right? Is kilu basic kvaris for raya. But here it's a chatash kippur balel. Now the only reason why you want to save it is because you can still use it. But if you can't use it, luya hey for a technical reason. But it already should have the din misa or raya because it's a chatash kippur balel. The only reason why it's not is because you can still use it. If Vitaka can't use it, it should be a chatash kippur balel. As I factored, Bikvegi asked it earlier also on the Taisus with Par, that Taisus says, if there's a limitation of Par, it can only be 3 years old, so say a Par is also 3 years old. So he says, because a Par, there's no din of Ibrishanasa by a Par. The 3 years old is not going to be Ibrishanasa. See, that's the same Kasha, but it's Kippur Balel. Alamayo, ask me a Kasha, I can use it next year. Taisus, I can't use it next year, because it'll be more than 3 years old. So Chmeisnisht, but I don't need a kasha so stark. Because even though it was Kippra, but as long as there's another use for it, so it wasn't Kippra. Kippra by definition means that its kapara was used up. Here it still has a kayak to mechabe for next year. Next year will be Ivrishanasa. Good. So that's not a problem with Kippur Balel. But sad the Kippur Balel, you can still use it. The only problem is Ivrishanasa. So, Mechit Tesa, why is it Muchrich to say and ask Akasha that since it was Kippur Balel, and the only reason why it's not is because you could use it, so even for a technical reason, it'll still be called Kippur Balel. Maybe not. Maybe as long as the Vinishvim, it's sad the Kippur Balel, I could still use it for a different Kapara. Alam, I have a problem with different Kapara, so good. So it's not Kippur Balel. Kippur Balel means you used up the Kapara. Here I didn't. I still can be Mechapa next year. Elamai next year is Ivrishanasa, so that's an Ivrishanasa problem. This is an Ephemin of Kivegas Kasha, I'm just not sure if I understand the Kasha fully. And now let's go on to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah talks about the Vida he does on the Seir Mishnah. And the Mishnah then brings in, Vakayinim Va'amayim the Ba'azarim, Kshir Shayim Shayim Furish, Yetzir Pikayin Gadol, Hayakayinim Mishnachim Va'nayif Abdeyim Va'ayim Baruch Shayim Fayid Malchus La'alam Vat. As I state, now, early in the Mishnais, by the Vidui of the Par, it says, Hey, Nainim Achra, Baruch Shein, Kvayin, Machus, Lo'el, and Vod. It says that both Alam and Hey, Mid Beis, by the first Vidui of the Par, and also on Mem Aleph and Mem Beis by the second Vida de Pak, but doesn't mention anything about Ishtachavo. And the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin earlier brings the Makar that Rebbe says, Kishem Hashem Ekro Havagodol Elokeinu Amla Meishel Yisrael Mishah Shinamaska Shemayshel Kishbarach Ratam Havagodol. That's why we say Baruch Shein Kvayid Mechus Leilam Vod. Now the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Tes of the day says that the Kohen Gadol said the Shem 10 times. Esopam Maskin Gadol Sheshem, 3 in the first Vidui, 3 in the second Vidui, 3 in the Siyam Hashaleach, and 1 by the Gadol. Now, the Gemara never before mentions anything about Hishtachava, just Baruch Shein Kvayid Mechusay, and here is the first time it's mentioned Hishtachava. Now you have the Agayis Agra on the side that says, Lagasinan, we're not Gayis Mekainim. And the truth is, many Rishayim didn't seem to have this Girsa. The Arza Ruah, Hochas Yami Kapurim Sim Resh Be'alef says, Zeshi Yasin Apayet, that we have in the Piyot, the kind of Amma Imdim Azarim, Shishayim Meshayim Menichim Mefari Shayim Megadu Bekdushim Vatari Kainim Shtachim Lev Nev Aimim Baruch Shayim Kvayim Machus Lev Avod, that comes from the Sefer Kedushais, that Rav Nechunya Ben Akana will give the Shayim to Stamidim, he told them, L'chrei V'libah Apneim, and that's what we do L'zeichel L'dugma, and it means Yerushalmi, HaKreivim HaYinayfal Apneim, the people that were close by were Neifal Apneim, the Rechaikim said, Baruch Shayim Kvayim Machus Lev Avod. Now, also, Taisus incited that Memlem Beis, which brings down the Dinish Tachavah by Amiris Hashem, he brings it from the Yisham. He doesn't bring it from the Mishnah. The Mordechai here, in Simon Tavshah Chavzayin, says, Rivar writes like this, Loimit Sinu B'talmud Yidon B'shum Vakim, Sheneif Al-Panayim V'Aymer Baruch Shein Kvayin B'chus El-Avod, when they heard the Shein, Av Yisham Ligashina. He brings the Yisham, Yekreid V'Neif Al-Panayim V'Chaykim V'Aymer Baruch Shein Kvayin B'chus El-Avod. The Avi Ezri also, the Rav Yah, brings his din from the Svarim Chitzayinim. Presumably that's the same Sefer Shal Kedusha he said, the Arzuru brought. Svarim Chitzayinim, meaning a collection of rices not in the Talmud. And the Torah also brings this also from Avi Ezri. So all these Rishayinim did not have it in the Mishnah. The Arzuru, Taisis and Saita, the Mardchai, the Avi Ezri, and the Torah all bring it from the Yerushalmi or from Svarim Shal Chitzayinim, the Reb Chunyan Ben Akana. They don't bring it from the Mishnah. Now, there are a number of Kisvayan and early Tefusim of the Mishnah which don't have it, but you will find the Girsa of the Mishnah that we have in earlier sources. Lamaisa, we have it, and the Chayre, it's a little bit shver. Why did the Mishnah wait till here to bring the Dinah Shechma? Why not say it by the first Vidoy? So the Taish Yantar says, it wanted to wait all the way till the end. It's a Din Ulul Askar, so waited till the last Askar, and then we said the Dinah Vishtachava. In the Mishnayis, the Taisus Chadashim said that the Viduyim of the other ones, they were Ben Ulam Mizbech. The pyre was all the way in front of the Azar, Ben Ulam Mizbech, so people couldn't hear it. The seer was in the Mizrach Azar, all the way in the back. So everyone was able to hear it, and that's why the Hashtachavon was done specifically by this one. And Tveis Yisrael says that maybe the only one mishtachave by the vidi, the general vidi that everybody is mishtach to this vidi, is everyone's mishtachave. The other vidu, maybe they weren't mishtachave. That wouldn't be like the payit, which says it didn't mishtachave by the other vidu yamuso. And the Rambam Mefurish says that they were mishtachave all 10 times when he mentioned the shame. 3 by each vidu and by the Lashem Chatas. It sounds like the mishtachave would have been by all the different times. So why did it only say it here? Could be like the, it could be we're not curious in here, but it could be like Taiz Yant if it was the last one, or it could be this is the one that everyone heard. Now there is a Shaila, because like we mentioned, the Rambam says that they're Mishtachver all 10 times. And the Beis Yosef brings that the Vuduram was bothered with the Paitan. The Paitan only mentions the Shtachavah by the Vidui. And he doesn't mention the Shtachavah by the Hagrolo. That was the 10th time they said the Hashem. When he said Hashem Chatas is the Shtachavah, and the Paitan doesn't mention it, so the Vidram asks the Kasha. The Beis Yosef says, "Is a machlokes if you say Vakayinim Va'am by the Haskaras Hashem of the Agrola?" And he says to say it because the Rambam says, the end of Perek Beis Nuchz Avayt Hashem B'Kippurim, that they made Ishtach Avam all 10 times when he's masked Hashem. Now there's two piyutim that we have, the piyut of Nusach Svard, which starts with Atta Kananta. There it actually does have a kanim va'am by the Agrola as well. It's just For people that are inspired, they know that that particular Vakayin Avam, they don't say out loud. They don't do Kriya then, they don't say it out loud. They just say it as part of the regular Aveda. In the period of the Nusach Ashkenaz, it starts with Amitz Koyach, it just says after Nagrola that he said Lashem Chatas. So it starts with Anulo Yavarach was Hashem. It says that they were Mavarach, they said Baruch Shem Kvayin Machusay. Doesn't mention in that period they were Mishtachavah. Now, Bamazin, there's another question. Why are we only Mishtachavah three times? Why are we not Mishtachavah all nine times or all ten times? Hesvasemis here asks his Kasha. Hesvasemis clears to say that in the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't Mishtachavah all ten times. And he says two reasons for it. Either because the Kayin Gadol said the Vidui Belachash. So the first two Shemis in the Vidui, no one heard. He said it Belachash. When he got to the Pasuk, then he said B'kol Rom. He said, K'v'yoy mezeh yechapra lechem v'tar eskel mekoch ha'sechel mefnei Hashem titaru. So that lefnei Hashem, he said B'kol Rom. And that's what they all heard. So they did the Shtachava only once. Or he says another pshat, that the Svarim Mekadeshim say that when it says in the Mishnah, Yetzei mipi kayin gadol, when the piece says Yetzei mipi kayin gadol, Yetzei means it was Yetzei mi'atzma, it's Shechina b'deberes b'teich g'reinei. So he declares that maybe they only did Ishtachavo when the Shechina b'deberes b'teich g'reinei. And that's only when he said the Pasuk in the Torah. So his son-in-law, who writes the brackets in the Sfasemis, the Bendina Rav, he says that's why in the period of Nusach Ashkenaz, it only says v'kayinim va'am, by the Viduyim, because by the Lashem Chatas, it wasn't Shechina B'nei Shtei Kerenei, and they didn't have a Shtachavah. But all this is not like the Rambam. The Rambam says they were Kerei all 10 times. So Teis Yantav says an interesting pshat. He says, the time that we're Kerei, we're not Kerei all the times they were Kerei. They were Kerei 10 times, only Kerei 3 times. So why Dafka these 3 times? Because, and we're going to discuss this soon, when the Paitan says like this, the Paitan says, the Vidui ends, Kibiyayim Ezei Chab Aleichem Nikol Chat Esechel Mefnei Hashem, and it doesn't say Tetaru. And right away we say, V'kainim V'am Ha'im Dem Ba'azara, and we're Mishtachavah, and we say, Baruch Shem Kvein Mechusel Lamvon. And then the Paitan continues like this, V'afayim Eskavim Ligmer Seshem Kenegan HaMavarchem V'am Alem Tetaru. When they were saying, Baruch Shem Kvein Mechusel, he was finishing up the Shem, and then after he finishes the shame, and they finish Baruch Shem Kvein Mechusel, then he tells them Titaru, to give them a bracha of Titaru. And that's why that's when we do the Ishtachavah. We do the Ishtachavah, but Dugma the Ishtachavah, particularly of Nei Hashem, because we want the Chazan to tell us Titaru. So the thing is pshat, the Rishash says, this is interesting right here, the Rishash says that, I guess the minig that he, in his shul, or the shuls that he knew about, was that when they finished the Baruch Shem Kvein Mechusel, they all said together quickly, V'afayim Eskavim Ligmer Seshem. And he said, it's Shalai Kedin. The Chaz is supposed to say to the Tzibah Titaru, like the Kayin Gadol. And that's what I have heard, Balei Tefillah, that knew what they were doing. They wouldn't start the saying it together with the Kol B'merutza from V'afayim Eskavim. V'afayim Eskavim was part of the Nusach that they would also say it B'kol Ram to tell the Tzibah Titaru. And that's why we dafka do the kriya then. So like we're saying, achrayim like the Tiferes Yisrael and the Sfasemis occasionally say a pshant. Tiferes Yisrael was claiming to say that maybe they only were mishtachva here by this vidui, but that will be not like the piyut. And the Sfasemis was declaring to shtim with the piyut that they only were mishtachva three times, only by the last one, only by the shein, because maybe that's the only one he said b'kol ram, or maybe that's the only one that was yetsim pikayin gadol. But the Rambam says in Mishtachav all 10 times, the Teis Yantav says that we're only Mishtachav in order to get the Titaru from the Chazan. Now, in the Etzem Din Mishtachav, the Gvur Siri asks a Shaila, the Din of Baruch Shem Kvein Mechusay, it's a Gemara in Saita Dafam and Zayin Amid Beis, that every time they said Hashem's name in the Beis HaMikdash, they said a Kiksavai. And the Gemara in Saita that Mem Amid Beis said, they said Baruch Shem Kvein Mechusay Alvarat. But Hishtachavah, he says, we only find by Yom Kippur. What's the pshat? If there's a din Hishtachavah, when you say the Shem of Mefurish in the Beis HaMikdash, so why don't we do it all the year? The entire year, whenever they said the Shem first, when they did Berachas Kayanim or other things, why don't we do Hishtachavah then? So the Gvur Siri says, Avirayif Anir to Rav Haigayim, Rav Haigayim says, in Yom Kippur specifically, they said the Shem of Mefurish of Mem Beis Aisyas. So maybe the dinish nachava is with mem beis aisyos. But the shame shall dalad aisyos, even when you do it kiksavam, there's no dinish nachava. But lamaisa, Revi Shainim, the Rambam and the Rosh hold that no, not like a thaygain. They hold in Yom Kippur, they said the shame of dalad aisyos, not the shame of mem beis aisyos. So the chayim, they did it the same as the rest of the year. So why would there be dinish nachava specifically on Yom Kippur and not the rest of the year? So Teis Yontif also asked the Kashi, brings from Meshikam Kardaviram, their Amak, that there was different Nakudis. That the whole year they did the regular Nakudis of the Shame of Aleph Dalet, Shvar Chaylam Kamet, and then Kippur, they did different Nakudis. They did Segel, Kamet, Segel, and Mel Deo Mishtachav. It was a different shame, even though it was a shame Shodalad Asius. And maybe you could say like this Vasemis, that on Yom Kippur was Yetzim, Pika, and Gadol, Vekdusha, Vitara. It was Yetzim, Yipika, and Gadol, Me'elov, Roshkin, and Medarz, and Greatness, that's what I'm Mishnachem, and Hashem came the rest of the year. But I just want to be Ma'ayir that Taisus and Saita, that Mem Mabez is Mavur, that they were Mishnachem the entire year. He asked the Kasha, why wouldn't there be a Hefzik in the Birchus Kainim? It's a Shtikl Shver, why the Tais and the Nikvur Sarid, they both Neman with the Pashtus, they're only Mishnachem and Kippur, ask why? L'chayr is a Taisus and Saita, that Mem Mabez, that says they're Mishnachem the whole year. Now we mentioned before the Paitan, V'afay Yimiskav Ligmaris Hashem Kenegan Mavarach of Aimelem Titaru, and the Tur explains the Paitan that he would be Mayach with the Shame Bnei Imas HaKayil. He would start off saying the Shame, and he would sing the Shame with the Gavaldig and the Ima, and they would meanwhile be bowing down and saying Baruch Shem Kvayim Malchus Elam Vayim, and he would finish the shame as the Olam finishes the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, and then he would finish the Torah. And like we said from the Teis Yontif, because he wants to be Mevarach them, to tell them to Torah. And the Rambam brings this also. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Aveis Yom Kippur, in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, this din, that he would say the shame, in the Mishnah, just as they said Baruch Shem, and they did the Shtachava, and the Rambam brings that he would make sure to finish the shame at the same time they finished the Baruch Shem Malchus Olam Vod, and he would say to Taru afterwards. The Smag mentions that it's not in the Gemara anywhere. It might be a Medrash, he says. The Zeru also mentions that it's not in our Gemara. The Beis Yosef says that there must be a Brice that said it, but he doesn't know where it is. The Brichadash and the Sefer Kutim and the Rambam also says that he couldn't find it, not in the Bavli, not in the Shammai, not in the Sefta. And the Ravan actually argues on this din. He says he couldn't be saying it while the Mavarach. Amanda, he said a shame. They said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. And he wasn't saying the shame while they were Mavarach. But he says, Lamaisa the Zayah says it. Because the Zayah says in Acharei Mais, Kolam Miskasha Ime de Kahana. The calls of Miskasha together, kind of, who also the Gabe of Amit Titaru. So that sounds like from the Zayah, a clear Makar that this is what they did. Now that I mentioned, in the earlier Shurim of Mem Aleph and Mebeis, that the Beis Yosef says that the period of Atakananta was inscribed by the Yesi ben Yesi Kayin Gadol. And the Neid of Yehuda, it's Arachayim Tanyana Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, the God from the Ben Mechaber, that he believed that he was a Kayin Gadol, Mizman Bayesheni. So, L'chayra, you don't need a Makar to the Rambam and to the Piyot. I mean, the Piyot Alain was from Bayesheni, means it's from the early Tanan. And he himself could be Makar. And even if you're going to say that now, like the Neid view, that Yesi ben Yesi Kayin Gadol, that does not mean he was a real Kayin Gadol. It's just like a Kinyan Shel Kavod. But still, it could have been that he was very early. I mean, if Amram Gayim brings him down, so he was obviously at the latest from the early Gayinim, but could be he was from the Amaran. We find in the Yerushalmi a Amayur by the name of Rabbi Yesi ben Yesi. I'm not sure if it's the same one, but maybe it was an Amayur. So that also could be a Makar. If an Amayur says it, that also could be a Makar. Al Kapanim, it was definitely a Messiah that is in Klai Yisrael in the Piyutim that everyone ended on. It's an interesting Biskirav. There's a Chedush Yemar Nuzalevi Alatayr in Pashas Kisisa. He wants to know what's trying to say. Yimaher Moshe v'ikad Eisav Eishtachu. Why was Moshe rushing when Hashem told him the Yud Gimel Midas? Why was he rushing? Yimaher Moshe. So he wants to say the shtickle that the dinish nachava was because of the shame. Right? The Yud Gimel Midas starts with Hashem. So when Hashem then a kriya shame was askaris Hashem. So that was mechayev shtachava like here in the Mishnah. And he says that this Ishtachavot is starting right from the Tchilas Hashem. Because you see, if you get a name on this name, if Afa Yimaskav Ligmar Hashem Kineganim Varchim Vaimlem Tetarim, that he continued saying the shame while he did Ishtachavot, Vice Dice is not the Pshat that after the Askaris Hashem is Ishtachavot. The Din Ishtachavot is during the Askaris Hashem. And the Din Ishtachavot starts from when he starts being Maskid Hashem. So that's why Yemar Moshe. They didn't wait till after the Askaris Hashem. Right away during the Askaris Hashem he was Mishtachavot. So he speaks about it here also in the Chedusha Mar Nuz Alevi on Kedusha Chayde Shuma and Sukkah, and also in the stencil, the Chedusha Agriz. He mentions there that Tyson said that Memon Beis asked Akasha, how are they able to do Birchas Kainim in the Beis HaMikdash if you have to say Baruch Sheikh Menuchusa by Askaris Hashem? Why wouldn't that be a Hefzik in the Birchas Kainim? So he says, if you're going to say like the Paiton, like the Rambam, that they said Askaris Hashem during the Baruch Sheikh Vayim Mechusay, and they finished the Hashem at the same time they finished the Baruch Sheikh Vayim Mechusay, so it's not a Hefzik Bechlau. They never were mafsik. They just had a long Ne'imus Hashem, and the Baruch Sheikh Vayim Mechusay wasn't after the Askaris Hashem where it could be a Hefzik in the Baruchah. It was during the Askaris Hashem, and then it wouldn't be a Hefzik. That's what he declares to say. Now the Gemara comments on the Lashon that he said, Chatu Avu Pashu Alfnecha Amcha Beis Yisrael, why don't you also say Kahanim? It should be a Raya, the Leiker of Yehuda, that the Par, going like Shimon, that the Par is Mechab in the Kahanim. The Sila Azaz is not Mechab in the Kahanim. So Gemara says, no, Afil Teim Rabbi Yehuda at the Kahanim, La Mechal Amcha Yisrael Ninu. Amcha Yisrael includes Kahanim. So Sassemis asks, but why do you say Chatu Avu? Why don't you say Chatanu? Bishleima, if the Kahanim don't get a Kapar at Sir Mishlach, so he didn't get a Kapar at Sir Mishlach. So he said, Chatu, we wouldn't say Chatanu. Now, Shane Cain, now that he's getting the Kapar, why didn't he say Chatanu? So he wants to say, it's also Nichol in the Gemara's Teres, at the Kahanim, Lamachal Amcha Yisrael, that when he says Chatu, he means himself also. But I don't understand, if you're going to say that the Sir Mishlach was Mechaber and the Kahanim as well, so how come by the par he said, Chatasi avisi pashantif necha niu beisi umnei am kadeshecha? And here he said, Chatu avu pashu amcha beisi so. Why didn't he say, Chatasi avisi pashantif niu beisi amcha beisi so? L'chari, that should be a big riot that he's not getting a kapara. And the Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara just asks, why didn't he say, b'nei am kadeshecha? The Gemara says, that's included in Klai so. But the Shal says, why didn't he say himself? He's zikha included in the Kahanim, but still he said himself. By the par, he said the Anam Kadeshecha, but he still said a new Vesi. Elamai, because you do a vida on yourself together with the Kahanim. So he mentioned yourself. So why didn't he do the same thing by the Seila Azazel? Wouldn't that be a right that it wasn't Mechaber in the Kahanim? So I thought maybe the Teres is like this, because even if you say it's Mechaber on everyone, but the Lashon HaPasuk by the Pair is V'chipa Ba'adai V'ad Beisai. And V'chipa means Vida, so he has to say a Vida for himself, Ba'ad Beisai, and then only then say the Vida for the Kahanim. The Lashon HaPasuk by the Seiris is Svadu Olav is called Venus B'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say himself. So he definitely could say a Lashon of Chatu Avu Pashu, and the name would be Nichol on that, because it doesn't say V'chipa Ba'adai V'ad Beisai, then he has to be Misvadu specifically on himself. He could say generally, Klal Yisrael was Chatu B'Lashon Nistar, and he'll be called that. That's what I think L'Chaya the Teretz is.